Is there anything better than a tried and true content creation strategy spiffed up and made super fun? That's what I'm talking about today. Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. This is episode number 74. I'm so glad you're coming to hang out with me for a little while today. I want to share a really fun content creation strategy with you. It's the AMA, which stands for Ask Me Anything, made popular by Redditors all around the world. You know what? Inviting your community to ask you questions is not a new content strategy. It's an old, faithful, tried and true content strategy, so long as you have a community to invite to ask questions. But what if you have a small community? What if your community isn't used to engaging with you? How do you make asking you questions fun and easy? So that's what I want to share with you today. I really want you to come back to the website because I've posted a photo that shows you something. Come back to lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode number 74 and you'll see the photo. So earlier this month, I had a to-do list, a couple of things that needed to be done. I think I had a couple of podcasts I needed to edit and publish, probably a sales page I was working on, some emails to write, and none of it was really turning my crank. I was not feeling creative or motivated. All I really wanted to do was play my video game or watch some Netflix. And I'm mostly okay with that. When the mood strikes me to just be chill, I'm happy to be chill. But it had been a couple of weeks since I had published any content. And that didn't feel great. So I thought, what if it were easy? What if I was going to do something that I wanted to do? Something really fun. And this idea came to me. I'm like, well, I love to answer questions. When I'm in my mastermind calls, people ask questions and content just spills out and it's never hard. It's always a blast and ideas come. So, you know, that'd be cool if I could just get people to ask me questions. But, you know, even when you have a very engaging community, it is not always a simple and easy thing to just gather up some questions. I mean, you can go pop out on Facebook and say, hey, ask me a question. Maybe somebody will ask you a question. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll ask you, you know, what you had for dinner. That's not what you're looking for. And I thought, how do I inspire people to ask me really good questions? And I decided a bribe would be a really good idea. And ooh, what if it was like fun and adventurous and a little bit mysterious? Like what kind of bribe you were going to get? So this is what I ended up doing. Long story short, look at the picture. I took some sticky notes, 10 in all. Inside the sticky note, I wrote a prize. A one-on-one coaching call, a month of mastermind group, a sticker package, a mindset note subscription, a choice of a training. Like I wrote down, you know, 10 items. Some of them were duplicated. I folded the sticky note in half. And I wrote a number on the outside, 1 through 10. And I stuck the sticky notes, the folded over sticky notes, up on the wall behind me. And then another sticky note on top said, ask me anything. So first step, you've got to have a bribe. You've got to have something you're willing to give away. And have fun with it. Be generous. Like, It's we create digital resources for a reason. And even with some of my prizes where I'm giving away some of my time or sticker packs, etc., Oh my gosh, it's so easy to deliver something like that. So after I had everything up on the wall, I took a picture of myself with the stickers and I did a few things. I set up a form on my website that asked for the name, the email address, and their question. And I emailed my community and I said, spontaneous Ask Me Anything weekend. Be one of the first 10 people to ask me a question about anything you want about mindset. Ask me any specific question. The meatier and more specific the question, the juicier the answer is going to be. And first come, first served, I'm going to pull a number off the wall and you're going to win that prize. And I gave them the ideas of like what kind of prizes there were on the wall. I linked my email community through to that form so that they just gave me their email, their name, and their question. You don't have to set up that form. I could have just have easily said, hit reply to this email. So I sent that email to my community first. Then I posted the same information on Instagram, inviting them to go ahead and comment with their question right there on the post. I posted the same thing to my Facebook page, said, please go ahead, post your questions right here on this post. I wanted to be able to tell the difference between questions that came in from my emails versus social. This is a Friday, and I told them they have all weekend to ask their question. Then I think I went and played a video game. I'm like, okay, my request is out there. We'll see what kind of response I get. I know that that photograph with the numbers that represented prizes, I'm absolutely positive that that question was the secret sauce, because people are used to being asked, like, what's your biggest problem? What's your greatest challenge? What's one thing you need? And those are great questions, but we get a little deaf and numb to them because we got so many people asking that all the time. So that picture and those prizes and that mysterious, like, ooh, which prize am I going to get? I believe it absolutely sparked a great response. And by Sunday evening, I had more than 10 questions submitted. A couple from Instagram, a couple from Facebook, and the rest came through the form directly from my mailing list. You know, the best thing about this is that I totally relaxed on Friday afternoon and Saturday. I totally took all the pressure off myself. I just let the offer do its work. I saw the questions popping in, but I didn't pressure myself to run and answer them right away. I wanted to, you know, wait and see the full scope of the questions. I think I did nudge my community on Sunday that I had received quite a few questions, but I had room for a couple more. And so, by Sunday evening, I was ready, pumped, rested, renewed, rejuvenated, and excited about answering the questions. So, here's what I did. I opened up Zoom. I locked the room, not that anybody would pop into it on a Sunday evening, but just as a good practice in case somebody's testing their link. I locked the room and turned down my camera, and I recorded my answers. And I don't know if you know this, but when you're recording in Zoom, you can start the video, stop the video, start the video, stop the video. And every time you do that, it's creating a separate video file in your Zoom folder. I record to my own computer. I don't record to the cloud. So Zoom, I was able to just sit there and start and stop the recordings answer each of the questions. And then when I was done and closed the room, it rendered all of the videos for me. And I did this almost, there was at least one video where I forgot to pull the prize off the wall. But basically each video I said, okay, this question is from Cindy. Her question is, and then I gave my answer. And then I said, okay, Cindy, I'm you're number one. So I'm pulling number one off the wall. And I was able to tell her what her prize was. It was fun. It was easy. It was stimulating. It was everything I would have wanted content creation to be at that time. And sham wow, it created 10 amazing items of content because I have these 10 individual videos. Okay. So that weekend, that night, when I was all done, I uploaded all the videos to YouTube, and I sent links to the person who asked the question and said, this is just for you to be able to watch your answer. I'm going to publish it for the world, but that'll take me a little time. So here's your answer right now, and you won this prize. Here's how you you access it. So I delivered on the promise to the individuals who asked the questions and showed my appreciation there. Next step is I want to leverage these 10 items of content. Since I uploaded the videos to YouTube, now I want to publish them to my blog. And I don't want to just publish the video. I want text to go along with it. Just like when I publish a podcast, the podcast gets notes, show notes. I wanted like notes to go with the Ask Me Anything. So if you're on the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com, look for episode number 74. And I do link to the first Mindset AMA video that has been fully published to my website. And that was a question from Cindy Rushton, how to find motivation. So I did something a little unique with this because I have a content intern working with me at Let People Make Money. I asked her to watch the videos and write the notes from her perspective. Like, this was the question answered, and here's Kelly's answer, and I just want to notice this and that and quote that to make it kind of a third-person perspective on the content, which is really fun. It's a chance for her to explore creating content, and it takes something off of my plate, which is pretty cool. So you can see that Mindset AMA, How to Find Motivation is the name of that. And again, like what if it were easy? Having an intern makes some things very easy. But if I didn't have Lynn, this is something I could do for myself. I could write up a few notes to go with it. Like the question that was asked, and maybe bullet the points covered in the video, pull out a quote. So there, that's the first item of content, and I have several others now to give the same treatment. Now that content is published on my blog, and it's all beautifully evergreen. There's nothing time sensitive about the questions. The questions and the answers will be just as meaningful 2 or 3 years from now as they are today, which is very exciting as a content creator. And now, of course, these blog posts will now in turn be shared on social media on a recurring basis. So one fun, spontaneous, prize-giving little content creation event is going to turn into fresh exposure and traffic for years to come. That's the Ask Me Anything content strategy that I just played with. Now, you might wonder, well, gosh, Kel, that works for you, but I don't know if that would work for me. Well, I asked one of my friends, Marusha Murphy. I reached out to her and I said, well, actually, she reached out to me and said, that looked so fun. And like, I might want to steal that. And I'm like, do it. So she implemented the same strategy. She did the sticky notes. She did the prizes. She made the Ask Me Anything offer. She posted it on social media. And this is her update she sent to me. She said, "Hey, I wanted to update you. The AMA was fantastic. We engaged with 11 people. Prizes have gone out. And now I have about 70 minutes of video content from it. We're going to get the audit transcripts, use them as part of our copy on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and then use the videos for the Facebook group, plus add them into our autoresponder rotation." So good. It worked for me. It worked for Marusha. Ooh, I bet it can work for you. So give it a try. Dream up some prizes. Throw it out there. Have fun with it. I will give you just a couple of quick tips. So if you have a small community or an almost non-existent community, you can reach out to the communities that you're part of and tell them, you know, please jump into my Ask Me Anything. For example, you can come on over to Mastermind Hub and share your AMA there. Like, there are people there who would probably love an opportunity to win a prize from you and support you in creating content. If you decide to do the AMA style like this with prizes, tell me about it. I will share it. If it's something on Facebook or Instagram, I will absolutely share it with my community. I want to see more people implementing the strategy. If you do not have a large community, if you do need to reach out and leverage other people, perhaps give them more time to submit their question. A weekend or 2 days might be too tight a time frame to get the word out, so you might want to give them an entire week. Say you've got 7 days or until the first 10 questions have been asked. So give yourself time. Promote it more than once. Don't just share it once and then say, "Oh, it didn't work." Anything worth promoting is worth promoting multiple times, I guarantee it. So email your community once, email them a second time, email them a third time, let them know the deadline or that you only have room for two more questions, whichever is true, and just have fun with it. And then leverage the heck out of the content that comes out of it. I want to do this again. I think I would do this on a regular basis. Next time I'm in a funky mood where I don't feel like doing something else, I'm definitely going to play around with this again. So thank you. Let me know when you put this strategy into action. Have a great day. See you in the next episode.